you guys, it's Pamela Roxanne, and we are live at the Pamela Roxanne Show. You are about to get into this interview with Steve Fudge, a great comedian. If you like it, make sure you give it a thumbs up. Make sure you share it with all your friends on Facebook and all of that. Make sure that you get into the playlists that are available on iTunes. The songs will be played in between this episode and throughout all of my episodes. So make sure you get into that. And let's get started with Steve Fudge. Hi, everybody. It's Pamela Roxanne, and you are listening to The Pamela Roxanne Show. I'm here with an amazing guest. It's Steve Fudge. Can you say hello to the people, Steve?
Absolutely. Hello to the people.
Yes. Now, Steve, I watched your hilarious set that you sent me. It was very, very dope. I'd want to commend you on that.
Thank you.
No problem. How long have you been doing stand-up?
Officially 5 years, but kind of practicing without being on a stage for longer.
Your set was very, it seemed very professional that you have been doing it for a while now. How did you get that set together?
Well, it's based on stuff from my real life. I just, I hit a lot of open mics until I kind of got where I wanted with that particular set, you know, making little changes every time, etc.
What city are you from?
St. John, New Brunswick.
St. John's, New Brunswick. And that's in Canada?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, way down in the fabled Canadas.
Okay, great. So you're, have you ever been to America?
Yeah, I've been there a lot, actually.
And with stand-up gigs?
A little bit, yes. I did a little tour last summer because I wanted to see if my material held outside of my own province. So I took a little trip to Norfolk, Virginia, and worked my way back.
Okay.
And I hit up some open mics and a couple of professional gigs on my way there.
Do you have any advice for anybody else who might want to go on tour and take their talent on the road?
Yeah, do your research first.
What do you mean?
Find out where you can play first before you go.
Okay. You've heard some horror stories.
I emailed everybody last minute and while I was on the road, and I managed to get on some places, but it was not easy.
Gotcha. So make sure you do your research, people. Make sure you find out these venues because you do not want to get kicked out at the door.
Yeah, and one of the places I just wanted to hit an open mic night in Washington, and it turned out the place that I had looked up didn't exist anymore, so I had to go to a different place. Luckily, they were still running something the same night, but it was way on the other side of town.
Okay. Now, I realize...
Yeah, what are you doing?
Say it again?
Got to watch what you're doing.
You're right. You really do. Now, as me watching what I'm doing when I watched your set, now I want to make sure you're fine and stable and comfortable because I realize you suffer from osmotism and I realize you might have a reaction.
That is correct.
And I don't want to set you off and you know, I'm covered up, but I felt like the vibe is through the phone.
Oh, that's okay. You can let loose.
So just remove the shirt is what you're saying.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. I'm unhooking bra strap at a time. Now.
Perfect. I want you to be comfortable.
Thank you. Now, when you hit the stage, what's going through your mind? Now, I heard you say during your set that you get shy. Is that still a problem? Do you get nervous?
I still get nervous. I mean, 5 years into it, I don't get as nervous as I used to, but I get less nervous if there's more people. I'm more shy and more nervous if there's not a lot of audience.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm more comfortable in a large group of people, I guess.
Gotcha. Because you can see the opinions on five people.
Yeah.
38, you need to spread out.
You can also not hear them.
There you go. Okay.
Right. When there's five people, they don't want to be the one who's laughing, right?
Hello. Have you dealt with the heckler?
In minor stages, yeah.
And what do you suggest for someone who deals with a heckler?
To deal with a heckler, it's not bad to have something in your pocket that you can say. Unless you happen to be good and quick-witted, then you can, you know, fire back with something real fast. But I'd say keep something in your pocket just in case. Something universal that you can say at any heckler if the the need arises.
Okay, I will write that down. That is going in the notes. Where did you get that name from? Is that your real last name, Fudge?
Yeah, it's my real name. I'm Just As Delicious.
Just As Delicious. Hello. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm basically made of sugar.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I get that from your set too. You're very kind hearted. It seemed like a really nice guy up there.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Now, to the not so nice stuff, I heard you had a vasectomy.
I sure did.
And how is that going?
Well, I haven't made a baby since.
Ah, so it's working.
Yeah, I'd say it's the tingle tells you it's working, but then the lack of babies later also.
Good, good, good. Good, we just wanted to check up on that. We wanted to make sure that everything was shut down baby factory-wise.
Absolutely. They actually make you bring a sample in and they check to make sure it worked like 6 weeks later.
Oh. Sounds like a cheerful visit.
Yeah, it's not too often somebody asks you for such a gift, but hey.
Right. Now, I would like for you to give everybody, because I like I said, I watched your set and I laughed at everything. And your heist for stealing pornography.
It's also a true story.
I remember those days. I didn't have the internet when I was young either. And I remember those days of planning things to oblivion. So can you give them a little sample of what you had to go through, your buddies?
Yeah, like, do you want me to just do the thing, or are you linking? What are you doing?
Well, you can save the thing for later on, but let's do the other thing now.
I mean, do you want me to actually do the bit, or just kind of talk it out?
If you could do the bit, I would love it.
Yeah, sure. Well, basically what happened is I've had two kids, and my oldest one turned 12, and I caught him looking up pornography on the internet. And it turned out I'm not supposed to tell him how jealous I am of him as a parent, because when I was 12, we didn't have the internet. It didn't exist for us. We had to have a magazine. But at 12, you're not allowed to buy those magazines. So we had to pull off a heist. And unfortunately, it was usually a three-man job. All right, here's how it's going to go down, see? Because it's the past. John, you goes in first. Take this bag of unmarked nickels and goes straight up to the counter and buys a pant load, which is in metric, of penny candies. Because we used to have those then, back in the past. Paul goes in next and goes straight back to the magazines. Then, Bill, you goes in next and goes to the chips. And when I hears John's nickels dropping, distracting the shopkeep, I'll slip a penthouse up my shirt. We'll slip out the door, we'll meet in the field, and we'll have sweet pork sandwiches, me and see me.
Yes!
Yeah, I think it comes off a little better on stage, but
it really, it came off great here. That was great. That was great. Bravo.
Well, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you so much for stopping by the show. And we're going to take a quick break for the audience, and then we're going to come right back with more Steve Fudge. And we're going to talk a little bit of hot topics and things that's been going on in the news. I just want to see what you think and if you know about anything that's going on right now. Have you been reading the papers?
Do you have cool hold music?
I do have cool hold music. I actually have playlists available on iTunes that I play in between each episode.
I'm excited.
Oh, get excited. Okay, guys, we'll be right back with more of the Pamela Roxanne Show. Stick around and make sure you enjoy this song. And like I said, all the playlists for each song that I play throughout this episode are available on iTunes. If you just search Pamela Roxanne, I'm there. You'll see a cute little cartoon of me. It's adorable. Follow now. Hey, guys, we are back on the Pamela Roxanne Show. Still here with Steve Fudge, and we're about to get into the juiciest, wonderful, wonderful, dripping, hot topics going on in the news right now. Steve, what's going on?
Well, I'm just enjoying a juicy double. Mix-a-lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble.
That's poetry. I love that. Who knew, Steve?
That's from Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Oh, well, that is wonderful. You didn't have to, if you took credit for that, you should make cards.
No, I can't take credit for it. I just wanted to practice my getting ready for the news voice.
You did it. We're here. Now, so have you heard anything that's going on with Jussie Smollett?
Yeah, I heard. I don't have the update, but I heard the initial scandal.
Okay. So the basic breakdown is that he hired two professionals from the set of Empire, a show he's on, to basically beat him senseless and report to the news that it was a racial thing, that it was a gay thing, that it was just a hateful act of crime, just hateful, hateful hate. And basically, we're all shocked and profound because he gives off this pretty boy, golden boy vibe, and we are all shocked and appalled over here. How does that sound to you?
Well, I think shocked and appalled are both good words for this. It's an odd thing to do to be attacked like that and then leave a noose around your neck for 45 minutes waiting for the police.
Yes, you are absolutely that as well. That too. Do you at all, even a tiny bit, believe anything that's going on with Jussie Smollett, a story?
No. I when I first heard the story, I thought, this is horrible. What age are we living in? This is ridiculous.
Exactly.
And then when I heard a day later that it was staged, then I'm just been in disbelief from that. I mean, why would you do that? Just to stay on a TV show? Just audition for something else, dude. Come on.
Exactly. And some people plot and scheme, and that was a plot and a scheme. It was very cinematic and movie laid out. Even to down the noose being around the neck 45 minutes, that's something out of movies. And
yeah, hey, dude, you're famous. Get an agent.
Yes. 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 So, and what about the R. Kelly drama that's going on? Have you heard anything about that?
Not enough about it.
Not enough. I can.
I guarantee I'm just as appalled at that.
You should be. That's a very good pre-answer. It's
I heard this dude was like keeping girls captive in hotels and like just treating them horribly and just this awful.
Yes, he sat down with Gail yesterday. And it has been a whirlwind of drama going on around with him being what they're called the Pissy Pied Piper because he's been urinating on girls. And he also calls himself the Pied Piper. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
No, I've not heard that, but it's probably not the best nickname.
It's not, is it? It's really not. And so...
I mean, being proud of luring children... This just seems wrong.
Thank you.
That's what the Pied Piper did, right? That's rats first, and then he figured out how to do it to the kids.
That's right. That's right. Look at you know the lore.
Yeah, I'm all Grimm's fairy tales up in this bitch.
I know that's right. Finger snapping. Now... That's really all the hot topics I have for us today. We're running out of time here. I just want to thank you so much for stopping by here today.
Well, you're quite welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
Not a problem at all. And if you have any shows coming up, anything like that, that people can follow you at or anything like that you want to say to the people now?
Yeah, I've got a pinball documentary up and coming called Ball Runnings. I'm competing in Vegas very soon at the end of the month, and I've got a podcast myself. I've got two of them. One's called Double Edged Spork. You can find it on Podbean and iTunes, and on YouTube you can find me at Sanitary Handshake, where I interview local comedians around my area.
Wonderful. Wonderful. It was great to have you, Steve. Thank you so much.
Love to have you on sometime.
Oh, just let me know. Ring my bell, honey. I'll be right there.
You got it.
All right. Now, thank you guys for listening. Make sure you subscribe on everything Pamela Roxanne. It's at Pamela Roxanne on everything under the sun. It was a blast talking to you guys today, and I'll be back next week with more drama for your mama. All right. Bye-bye.